As a longtime educator, wellness instructor, and coach for women rebuilding after major life shifts, I deeply understand the challenges of reconnecting with your mind, body, and purpose so you can live grounded, confident, and whole. I'm Dr. Molly Kirby, your host, and welcome to Rooted Conversations by Reinnovate You Coaching, where your healing becomes your roots and your growth becomes your new way of being. Through grounding conversations, practical tools, and valuable insights, Rooted Conversations empowers you to reconnect with yourself, to release what no longer serves you, and to reinnovate the person you're becoming. If this sounds just like the thing you've been looking for, subscribe to the podcast and join me on this journey to reset, renew, and reinnovate you. Thanks for tuning into Rooted Conversations and for taking time for yourself. In this first episode, I'd like to share a little bit about myself and the guiding principles behind the podcast. I want this to be a chance for me to connect with you, the listener, explain how I got here, and why I believe I can empower you to reset, renew, and reinnovate your future through holistic wellness. As someone who crash-landed into almost every one of my life transitions, I 100% understand the struggles of finding your way to the other side. We've all been there. Whether it's a career change, relationship block, or personal loss, these transitions can create feelings of uncertainty and disconnection. They can disrupt our overall wellness. I know firsthand the importance of recognizing these feelings as a natural part of the process, and I encourage you as a listener to embrace your emotions as we navigate these journeys. If this resonates with you, you're in the right place. From my experiences of working with college students as a professor and advisor, I became passionate about encouraging and empowering people to live with intention and balance. You see, I grew up struggling with poverty. I was the daughter of a single mother who didn't even have a high school diploma, let alone a college degree. It was tough. It was tough on both of us. Like other kids from similar backgrounds, I stood a lot at crossroads believing I had very few options. But what made me take on the world was that deep down, I knew my life had purpose. I was here for a reason. I had to be good at something. I searched for what that was for a long time and finally landed on being a college professor and eventually a college administrator. It was a really long, bumpy road with way more failures than successes, but each lesson was a lesson in resilience. I was passed over for raises, appointments, promotions. I even had a restaurant that failed after 5 years. I felt like I was always just spinning my wheels in a job where I can never get as much as I gave. After 40 years in this career, and yes, I was really young when I started, I began to realize that the job I was in didn't fulfill me, and my hopes of future promotions were fading a little every day. I started having random health issues that I'd never had before, and I was totally miserable. See, I'd hoped that my job would allow me to make meaningful changes in the world, and it just didn't. So when given the chance for a buyout, I decided to take an early retirement, start a new chapter. It was almost a year before I would finally clear out my desk and walk out that door, and a lot happened from the time I made the decision until the last day at work. For one thing, I started this coaching company, Reinnovate You. It was originally designed for organizations who were in transition. I was helping them find where they would be 5-10 years from now and how they would take steps to get there. When I realized that people go through the same thing, when we go through transitions in our lives, we start looking at where we're going to be in 5 years, where we're going to be in 10 years, and how may we make changes to get there. In addition to these discoveries, I also started my yoga certification program. I did a quick health and wellness coaching program at Harvard. I became a certified futurist, what we'll talk about a little bit later down the road, and a transformational coach. But beyond these titles and pieces of paper, my PhD and all the letters after my name, I realized I truly care about the overall well-being of people and that of our communities. If any of this, again, resonates with you, you're in the right place. My goal with Reinnovate You and this podcast is to share practical strategies to empower women to live healthier, more fulfilling lives before, during and after transitions and change. I'm also committed to the idea of living with intention and balance and exploring how we can create a life centered around holistic well-being. As I said before, I crash landed so many times I lost track, and I had to create new paths for myself, like this one, the coaching business, the podcast. You see, I retired not because I wanted to, but because I felt like I had no other choice. How many of you have been there? How many of you have been in similar situations? A relationship didn't work out. Friendships lost over politics. The death of someone really close to you. A career change, wanted or not. Children going off to college or getting married, leaving the nest. I could go on. These changes are hard, but it's what we do with them that matters. And you need to matter. Women in particular belong to someone else most of their lives. We are our parents' children. We're mothers, spouses, caregivers, employees, and so much more. And most of the roles we're in are othered. And we never know ourselves. We never remember what we wanted to be, and for a matter of fact, who we even are. We find ourselves later on in life struggling to figure out how we matter to the world after our kids are gone, after our careers are over, after we retire, after we lose a partner, after we lose our friendship circle. We think we can continue business as usual, but most of the time that's not what happens. We think we could just pick up a part-time job in our fields here and there when we retire. Unfortunately, we're seen as older and out of touch, when the truth is we are the ones that truly grasp the idea of change. We've lived it. It's just so frustrating. But underlying all of it, what really means the most to us is that we matter. If these stories resonate with you, again, you're in the right place. So recently, I found myself drawn to studying Japanese culture and philosophy. I think it started with the Blue Zones and the Super Agers and that sort of thing. That's something we'll discuss later on in episodes of Rooted Conversations as well. One concept that deeply resonates with me is Ikigai, meaning reason for being. It's all about finding purpose and joy in the everyday, aligning with what you love, what you're good at, what the world needs, and what sustains you. For me, Ikigai is not just an idea. It's a framework for living well and making choices that feel authentic and meaningful. This podcast is about exploring those intersections, how we can live well, not just in theory, but in practice. Those habits that support your body, your mind, and your spirit. Again, if this resonates with you, you're in the right place. Throughout this season's podcast, we'll explore other principles and practices that support holistic health, like meditation for clarity, mindful movement for strength and flexibility, nourishing food choices that fuel the body and mind, diet and weight control, fashion and makeup, skincare, you name it, we'll discuss it. We'll also dive into research-based approaches to wellness so you can feel confident about what truly works and what's hype. You'll be presented with information that can help you cut through the noise, find what truly works and why, so you can make informed decisions. Each episode will bring you grounded insights and stories from experts in the field, along with practical ideas you can use to build the best version of yourself, help you feel rooted, renewed, and ready to reimagine your future in a whole new way. So here's going to be our creed. Together, we will explore the necessity of releasing old habits, thought patterns, and relationships that no longer align with your goals and who you want to be. Together, we'll craft actionable steps to identify what you need to let go of. Together, we will empower each other to create space for new opportunities and experiences. Together, we will choose to release negativity and open ourselves up to new possibilities and a more fulfilling life. We'll laugh. We may even cry. But most importantly, we will take steps toward becoming who we were truly meant to be all along. My ultimate goal here is to create a space where listeners can find practical tools to live a life that feels grounded, vibrant, and aligned with their values. So whether you're curious about wellness trends, looking for clarity in a noisy space, or simply seeking inspiration for a more intentional life, you're definitely in the right place. So let's begin this journey together to reset, renew, and reinnovate you. Thank you for joining Rooted Conversations by Reinnovate You Coaching and for seeking clarity and truth in your health and wellness journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review. It helps us grow and reach more listeners like you. For resources and updates, follow us on social media or visit riucoaching.com. Until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and keep growing. As a reminder, this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. I am not a medical provider. I am a PhD, not an MD. And nothing in these conversations should be used to diagnose, treat, or replace care from a qualified healthcare professional. Always consult your doctor or trusted healthcare provider regarding any questions or concerns about your health.